I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hey.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
Whew. Nice intro, Jeff. Nice.
Thanks.
Took a lot out of you, huh?
And you know, they know we're a band, right?
They should.
We're a good band. We play music. I actually play guitar myself.
Nice. And me, I'm all over the keys, baby. And the sax.
No.
No, that's not right. I'm mostly bass.
You're all over the car keys when you're driving to practice.
And me? I play the kick drum and sometimes the snare.
The thwomper.
You got to hit those toms, man. I'm telling you.
One day. I got my eye on those toms.
Yeah. You can do it. You just have to jump out of that set beat that you're in and make a little piddle fill in there, Jeff.
Michael, you are more of a tom drum player, I've noticed.
I hang by the toms. I'm always...
Remember, early on, you'd really have to nudge me to play a tom. Now it's second nature.
I admire both of your ability to play a drum fill and then land back on the beat. Because me, if I veer away from that beat, I ain't going back.
That's your one
shot.
You gotta
keep the beat
tight. The rest of the song is one long fill. Like Animal from the Muppets.
We look back, we're like, get back on the beat. You're like, no, I can't. I'm out here, man.
You won't stop filling. It's too full.
I'm on the other side of the drum set just hitting the top.
Wow. I remember in like grade school, the music teacher would come around and be like, who wants to do instruments? Because we didn't have to do an instrument. And it'd be like, we have all types of things, flutes, and you can do trumpet and drums. And everyone's like, ooh, drum kit, like drums? He's like, well, you start out with a snare drum. And then it's like, oh, okay. You'll learn rat, tat, rat, tat, tat.
Paradiddle.
Paradiddle.
There's so many things like that, like karate.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
You really go in and they're like, first you have to learn how to stand.
I hate that.
I did a karate class and it was, you know, probably right in the middle of my turtle time.
Sure.
And my mom was like, I did a lesson and she was like, did you like it? I was like, eh, it's okay. Because I think I wanted to like do flips and stuff. She's like, Well, if it's just okay, we're not going to pay for it. I was like, nah, it's fine.
Great. It is. I hate that when teachers of anything, you can feel they're almost like smug when they're like, actually, class is not going to be fun. And it would be like, yeah, we grew up in like the ninja era. It would be very cool to learn some ninjutsu that was like fun. But teachers love to make you wax on and wax off, don't they?
I took a few guitar lessons and I went to the guy's like, so what type of music do you like? And I was like, well, I like Fish a lot. And he's like, you guys come in here, everyone wants to learn how to play Fish and Metallica. Those are very difficult.
I'm struggling with them.
I was like, okay, so we'll just never get around to it?
Nobody wants to play Hot Cross Buns anymore?
Seems like you and I are the only ones who want to play Hot Cross Buns anymore.
Did you ever play a song when you start an instrument that was called Start Today?
No.
A song?
It goes, start today, go on out and start today. It's like you would play it on a recorder. It's a very low-key song.
Go on like out and buns. Start today.
It was probably the B-side to Hot Cross Buns when that first came out.
That was in Mary Had a Little Lamb, just Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, same song.
Same melody, that's right.
Who's getting away with that?
No, Alphabet song is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Yeah, Alphabet.
A, B, C, D, Little Star, yeah.
That was a good mashup.
How I Learned to Spell Your Name. Oh, baby.
Stop.
You got to get jazzy with a song, my man.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That makes me want to go to Booze News.
Thank you. This is the shittiest shit chalk we've ever done.
Booze News. Hit it.
I was going to say, none of us brought pizza.
But here's the thing. I am a pizza nerd. I love pizza. Woo-hoo! I love pizza. You guys know it. Tim Loves Pizza was sent to us by Blair Perry. And if you have a Booze News theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
That's good. That was a good one. That's a good name too, Blair Perry.
Nice, Blair.
Is that a little Perry. Gold member at the end? I love gold.
He's the head of the Midas touch.
What, I was talking about pizza and then I sneezed. That's what was going on there. Right?
Yeah, and I thought you were like doing a yeehaw. Like, I love pizza.
When I'm down in Texas, I eat pizza.
Did we in that episode? Did one of us say it sounded like the Blur song, or did Blair just take that?
No, that's Blair. That's all Blair. You can't take that.
That's all Blair. Genius. Good.
That's Blair Perry for you. The Blair Perry promise.
It's a Blair pair.
That's the Blair Perry promise.
I wish Blair had sent two tracks in. It's a Blair pair coming at you.
It's a Blair pair.
Thank you, Blair pair.
Well, you guys got any booze news?
I got jack shit.
Nah.
Well, good. I do. This is an update. Very exciting, because we talked about this in the fall, and now it's official. It was speculation, and now it's happening. Don the Beachcomber restaurants are coming back. We talked about in the fall, they had the chain, Don the Beachcomber, tiki bar restaurant chain, had all the every, as of like 2018, the last one was in Huntington Beach. They had all closed down. And then in September, remember I had to sign up for the Tampa Business Journal, and I paid out of my own pocket $100. Oh, yeah.
Then you've missed the thing, and you're paying like $100, right?
Yeah, because it was $4 for September, and then in October, it auto-renewed for the rest of the year.
Oh, man.
And I used my own card instead of the slops.
Oh.
Fuck my life.
Oh, right, but right. And that's when was it was revealed that I've been using the slop card for my Uber for the last year?
Yeah, your Uber tendencies.
Damn.
Well, the news back then was just that the name had been acquired by some big restaurant group, and it was like, oh, shit, maybe... like, because I think Don Beach did a cool thing where like he left the name to like a woman that worked at his restaurants for a long time or something, not even family or something.
And but so then, wait, I didn't know that there had been restaurants and they're called Don the Beachcomber, or what are they called?
Yeah, they're called Don the Beachcomber, and it's just like Trader Vic's, where like they had both. There was an original Trader Vic's in Oakland, and then it became a chain. There was an original Don the Beachcomber in Hollywood, and then it became a chain. But the last standing Don the Beachcomber was amazing. It was in Orange County. I used to go down there a lot, and it was like a big swooping Polynesian roof and all the stuff. And, you know, bad food, but who cares? And very fun. There was even like a stage, and when I was there one time, a reggae band was playing.
Oh, wow.
But it closed
eating up. A stage at a restaurant where you're eating is really funny. Like sitting down, just listening to people.
Oh, it's the best. My favorite was one time I was eating a prime rib somewhere in Massachusetts, and I saw Mike Hanford do stand-up. That'd be funny if I was at your show and I never said anything. Yeah,
at the Summer Club. Was that?
What was something it called? Bull Run or something?
It was Bull Run was the big restaurant. Yeah. I walked in. I was
and
like,
you asked
oh,
them how their steaks were?
Yeah. I said, oh, you have the chicken? Oh, this person had the chicken. Everybody laugh at that person. if I ever pass, I'm going to leave you my name to you guys. And I want you to open a Raiko Chai Chi restaurant.
Mike. We're going to own the name Mike.
Mike Restaurant.
We're stuck with Mike? You're leaving us the name Mike?
Mike the Hand Comber.
Mm, that's good.
Man, I really do like You got me
going down to Handcomers. Sure.
Eating food while you watch a musical performance. Up in the valley, they got the baked potato. You're watching guys noodle away on jazz and you're eating a giant that's potato. Great. That's fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best.
And the potatoes are the size of like a football.
Yeah.
And you can get
Jeff, anything. Stop putting everything in NFL terms all the time.
Oh, yeah. But I remember I got like a buffalo chicken potato.
Yeah.
You can get a surf and turf potato. You get a normal dish, but it's all inside of a giant baked potato. It's
they great. Just kind of crack the potato open and that's the plate.
That's the plate for now. The thing.
Potato is plates now?
Jeff, I got to quiz you on this one. Can you name me who, we've done this before, can you name me who won the Super Bowl this past year?
I got it wrong last time. I said Eagles, and it was not Eagles. It was the Ravens.
Not quite. It was the Chiefs. We're gonna revisit this throughout the year to see how it goes.
You're going to ask me the same question over and over?
They beat the Eagles, right? So he's not that far off.
Yeah. He's not that far off, but he said he's the wrong. Same thing last time, and then... But he's been told the name of he's been told. Just remember Master Chief because you like Halo so much.
Oh, that's actually a good mnemonic device. Thank you, Mike.
No problem. Because I'm here to watch you succeed. I want you to succeed.
So you're gonna ask me the same question periodically
in a couple months. Yeah.
Okay. Tim. So is this gonna be a bad restaurant now that it's bought by like Yum Brands or whatever?
I think it'll be okay. I mean, I think it'll be a chain. But any tiki chain is fun. So the new news here. Is just that there are plans now, because before it was just like, hey, a group has the rights. Now they're going to be opening in Florida. There's going to be one in Tampa by the end of the year. Ooh. And then there's another one elsewhere in Florida coming next year. And then within the next few years, 10 to 15 locations spread across the Southeast. So Southeast slopheads, you know, we don't get down there very much. This furthest south we go is Charlotte, North Carolina, South Carolina. No. Yes. Charleston, South Carolina. That's the southernmost show we've ever played.
I thought it was Columbia.
Columbia is north of Charleston, no?
You may be right.
You got me, you son of a bitch.
If you happen to have a map or the map app, check it out.
So this chain started in Southern California, and we don't have any in the Southwest? That makes me mad.
Yeah, it's royally fucked. You know, it's a funny visual is, Jeff, a couple minutes ago, you mentioned a buffalo chicken potato.
Yeah, great.
Now, of course, that's going to be sliced in half and loaded up with hot sauce and blue cheese and stuff. But for a second, I sort of pictured it as if you took a whole potato, a big one, and you dropped it in the deep fryer, uncut, and then you took it out and you rolled it around in the buffalo sauce, and then you pick it up and you dip it in the blue cheese.
You just work on that one big potato.
You guys like the potato skins?
Yeah. I just we had some recently, Jeff. Where was the Barkley in South Pasadena? We ate some potato skins. They were crunchy. And
not like the app, but like when you have a baked potato, you eat the whole thing, right?
Yeah, you need the roughage and the fiber.
Yeah, that's good.
It's good character.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah. Got to wash them off. It's good.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do have a lot of dirt.
they live in dirt. They live in dirt until we pull them out of their home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever leave potatoes for too long and they kind of grow all these weird vines out of there, like eyes and stuff?
Yeah, those are bad. Those are nasty, man.
You don't want the eyes. You don't want the eyes.
All right, is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
Well, I guess it's on me at this point of the episode. Now, we had fun last week with St. Patrick's Day, yes?
Yes, we did.
Yes!
Well, it's time to pack that away. We're done. We're moving on. We're going back to the IBA, huh?
Thank God.
What do you think?
It's about time.
It's been a while.
The prodigal son's return.
Yeah, we had been shirking our responsibilities, but now we're back.
Well, because we're getting to things now where it's like, I've never heard of this before. And then you look it up, it's like, whoa, I got to buy some weird stuff. Well, today...
We did three really sillies in a row. Borg, Rum Chata, and Guinnessy. What are we?
Yeah, it's time to get back to it.
Yeah,
This little guy we're talking about today is called the Angel Face. You've had?
Not heard.
I've not heard.
I had not
wow.
had nor heard either. This is deep in the recesses of
The rare Tim, not her.
IBAs. Oh, you know what I forgot to look up of what? Oh, shit. Where it stands in the cocktail. If it's a...
I'm where it stands.
Up. Is if it's a old classic or a new era or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look. I'll look classic. That up during the break. Well, the apple, the angel face is one of these drinks. We've had drinks like this before. Invented in the 30s. Harry Craddock is to blame.
Savoy cocktail book. From
Savoy
London.
Cocktail book. Like there's all those stories that are like, well, it could have come out in the 19, you know, after World War One, when we were celebrating, everyone in Europe was celebrating their win in World War One, and but it really officially is 19 the whenever the Savoy cocktail book came out, which is 1930, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it's a Craddock, you know, invented it in the New York bar in Paris. And,
No, Craddock is the Savoy. Harry McAlone is
oh right New York, right, the yeah. Savoy of course named yes, after yes. The book or whatever the let me tell you what's in this thing and then I'll give you a little some theories as to why it's called the angel face. Again, one of these ones where it's just like it could be this and then the most boring explanation is the one everyone kind of sits on. So for this we're going to need 30 milliliters gin. You have
great.
Yeah.
30 milliliters apricot brandy. Might not be something you have readily. You might have to go out and buy that one.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 milliliters Calvados.
Huh?
Calvados.
Calpacus.
It's a liqueur that tastes like apples and a little bit of pear kind of taste.
It's an apple pear brandy?
It could run you. I went to my nice, there's a nice liquor store near me, and I said, yeah, I need Calvados. He said, sure, I got it over here. And he points to one bottle, was 109, and I said, well, no, that one's probably not that one. He said, well, here's another one. It was $245. And I said,
so
my good man.
So he thought you wanted to go higher and higher.
Yeah. No, not that one, because I know it tastes terrible, so I need to spend more. So I went to sort of a mid-range sort of liquor discount store and got actually something called Michelle. I was kind of excited to see that. It's Calvados was like $35, so not too bad. Great. So what you're going to do, take all these ingredients, equal parts. We like that. We love that here on the pod. Mm-hmm. Pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker filled with ice cubes. Shake and strain into chilled cocktail glass. Garnish not applicable.
Okay.
I love yes. it. I think easy. When I've looked up alts for the Calvados, Calvados. The easiest one is Applejack, because that's an apple brandy that you can find at most places. But here's another thing. I was just Googling this drink, and it's weird. It's like lots of places are comparing it to the Jack Rose, and they're like,
yeah.
Well, you know, an apple brandy drink, much like the Jack Rose. And I'm like, yeah, I have heard of the Jack Rose. I haven't heard of the fucking angel
Jack
face.
Rose.
Why
Who
is
invented the Jack Rose? James Cameron?
Nice.
Yes. Thank you.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. Yes.
But nice. Why is the angel's face on the IBA cocktail list when everywhere you Google it and it's like, well, it's kind of like a Jack Rose, and you're like, why isn't the Jack Rose on the?
It's because the IBA is all fucked up. We got to do the Venice Room list.
We need to do the IBA and get the hell out of
get
there,
it away from us.
But I looked up something about Jack Applejack, Tim. And Jeff, mm-hmm. and listener. I'm just going to read what I found here. Applejack is a type of apple brandy that dates back to the 1600s. American colonists in the Northeast turned their apple harvest into hard cider. And then what they would do, they were hoping it could become stronger. So they left it outside to freeze it. And then in the morning, they like siphoned off the stuff that didn't freeze because now it was more of a... higher proof yes. spirit dubbed Applejack.
So the water would freeze and they could just remove the water.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Have I you guess. Ever accidentally done that with like, say you put a 2-liter bottle of Coke in your freezer and then you forget a little too long, you pull it out and you're like, oh, it's half ice. And then you take a sip and you're like, oh, all the water froze and all I'm left is with is super Coke.
Coke syrup.
Yeah. Do you remember, I think, I forget what it was. We got, somebody gave us bottles of Dom Perignon, maybe... Tim, you and I wrote for the Emmys. We got those.
Yeah, maybe? I think I bought you one just because you did a good job that year.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I put mine in the freezer and cracked probably the best alcohol I probably ever would have ever had.
That fucking sucks. That's like $300.
We should take out where we got that from so the person doesn't hear and go, oh, you fucking idiot. I'm never hiring you again. Okay. You're probably wondering why. Hey, Mike, I'm sure we know what's in the angel face. Why is it called the angel face? Well, some people say that Harry Craddock, when he made this thing, the feeling you get, it gives you a nice warm feeling and makes you smile slightly and gives you an angelic type face. Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
One is that shaking up these ingredients, you pour it out and it had kind of a very light foam on the top that was for, again, an angelic face, angel face, which I think is maybe those two are sort of the debatable ones. The one I like, which people say probably is not the actual name, is in Prohibition era, there was a guy named Abe Angel Face Kaminsky, who was notorious for robbing Detroit speakeasies.
So ooh, I like that one.
Angel Face. Yeah, that's a fun one, but that's one of those ones where I don't think it is. It just kind of... Hmm.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Hey, we still got to watch Dick Tracy. Just keep it in mind.
I know, we got to watch... What did you say? Dick Tracy and the Ewoks movie.
Ewoks.
Yes, mm-hmm. Movies no one's talking
about. I don't want to watch the Ewoks movie.
You don't?
I don't either. I even did watch it recently.
I watched Willow and I fucking loved it.
That's good.
Yeah, that's
good Willow.
But that's Willow.
See, that's, you gotta understand that.
Well, that's Willow.
All right, you want to get our angel faces on, and
yeah,
when we come back,
I would love that.
We'll have them in hand.
Yes, please.
Great. And you folks listening, we'll meet you right back here after the ads.
Ooh.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
And we're back, angel faces in hand. Let's see him. It does have a nice little foamy top, huh?
Yeah. Nice. Very angelic face, kind of. I was happy to see yours. You guys' look like mine because when I made it, I was like, this looks weird. It's kind of like, it almost looks like beer.
Yeah, very beery.
Yeah.
Is this how they make beer?
Yeah, they shake up Calvados and apricot brandy.
What did we brandy left over from? Do you remember what drink we put that in?
I don't know. I stole some of your Hiram Walker apricot brandy.
Cheap stuff.
Yeah, that's a lot more apricot-y than the apple brandy Calvados.
I took a little sip of the. Oh, it was. It's intense. Mine is.
Yeah.
Mine was just like really good cognac with like a pear kind of aftertaste. I liked it.
Oh, yeah. I did see on the Calvados Wikipedia it says, Calvados is a brandy from Normandy in France made from apples or pears, or from apples with pears.
The Wikipedia.
From apples with pears. So you're saying they use the pears as the tool to mash the apples? Sips.
Unripe pears.
Sips.
Ooh.
Stiffy. Stiff, stiff, stiffy.
Ooh, that is warming the cockles of my heart and giving me sort of an angelic smile.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking right at it.
Three boozes.
Three boozes.
No sugar, no mixer. I mean, the apple brandy is sweet, but damn, that'll get you tanked right up.
It'll cloying. I like that it's not a little sweet tart.
Mm-hmm.
After that's taste a good of the balance. Apricot,
ooh.
Yeah.
Balanced. That's a compliment.
Well,
compliment around here on the Sloppy Boys.
It's a WBD.
But we're talking about like the genre is like you would order this instead of like a Manhattan or a martini. It's a real stiff little cocktail. It's cold and it's
ooh, it's fresh. It's refreshing.
See, that's why I'm thinking it's an unforgettable. Let me see.
Unforgivable.
Yep, unforgettable. Boom, right between aviation and the Americano. Boom.
If
boom.
Our boy Harry Craddock's making it, it's a fucking unforgettable,
yeah,
dude.
Mm-hmm. You're not forgetting this one. The Cradman doing his thing.
Cradman Dune now on Comedy Central. Is it still going, Cradman Dune?
Yeah, yeah, I think it comes
out. Or did
it
right do one season 15 years ago?
It's the lead into Digman now.
Digman, guys, Wednesday nights after South Park, Digman is where it's at. Ooh.
Tune in and get funky.
Tune in and tune out from society.
I am, so this bottle that my Calvados came in, it had one of those things with the, you know, they wax the top there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out how to get in there. It didn't have like a starter tab, and it wasn't the type of wax where, like on a maker's bottle where you start it and it all kind of comes out in one sheet. It was like a candle, so like little, I had a wine opener like scraping it all down.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
you scrape the wax.
I was like, "Is it a cork in there?" And I was like, "No, the bottle opener won't go through it." And it was like one of those little stubby corks where it's got the plastic top.
Yes.
But I gotta say, Calvados, whoever made this Calvados, Michelle. Also, I'm looking at the bottle. The punt is there's a punt. It's got to be 3 inches, 3 inch punt.
Dude, damn. I once saw this punt. Yeah. The company was so cheap, it was poking out the top of the bottle.
Yeah, what's the deepest punt you guys ever saw?
One time crazy. I had the punt so deep it could fit my dick.
That is funny when you see a punt. Like, I do have that brain that's like, oh, that means they're not giving you that amount of wine. Depression era thinking.
Right. But it's like, you're like, it's always, you're always getting 750 milliliters of anything you buy.
Yeah, it says what's on there.
I mean, that's perplexing to me. That those bottles are the same. Like when we did the Borg, I bought cheap vodka. I got Seagram's vodka and it looked so tiny, but it was the same amount as, and like absolute looks, feels big to me, and different and different ones feel, but it's all the same thing. It's interesting what the mind can perceive.
Where was I recently? Some bar, and I asked for a 16 ounce whatever, and they poured it in a glass, and I was like, not the usual pint glass, and I was like, oh no, I wanted a 16. Like, yeah, this is 16. And I was like, oh really? It was like one of those, you know, like a solo cup is like fits a 16 ounce beer.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
It's like, how does it all fit in there? I'm yelling at the guy.
Hey, you know, the biggest one of those I can think of is the Frisbee. Like a Frisbee holds five beers.
Right.
A disc.
Because it's so wide. We should do a Frisbee next time you're in LA, Mike.
We should all share one.
That'd be a good spring activity.
Very spilly, the Frisbee.
Yeah. You thought a martini glass was spilly.
You guys put all yours in martinis here? Martini glass?
Coupe.
I use a coupe.
Coupe.
Yeah. I think a martini glass is elegant and visually striking, but so tippy. I can't be trusted.
Mm-hmm. I can be trusted. Ooh, this is a good drink. Strange taste. Mm. Good drink.
I really am glad that it's not like an apple cider.
Yeah.
Or like a little apple guy.
Yeah, an apple jack. Now, wait, did you guys actually have Calvados, or did you do the apple jack or something?
I got Calvados. It was $56.
Are you serious?
Brand?
I didn't have any Applejack. I don't know. I'm not looking at it. You know, you're always looking right at your bottles. Not mine. It's in the kitchen.
You're looking right at it. But it's a VSOP. Read it.
Yeah, I saw his is a VSOP because I stole some.
See, it's a VSOP.
It looked fancy.
I took this much. This is what I yoinked from Tim earlier.
Damn.
Now, I left a couple bottles on my kitchen counter for Jeff, and I left the keys in the mailbox, and I said, help yourself. I came into this apartment. The place is trashed. Someone's been jumping on the bed. Popcorn kernels all over the place.
You didn't say no popcorn.
All my magazines are open and being read.
Yep. All my dense literature has been read. Mm-hmm. Taxes done.
Oh, shit. Taxes, man. I got to do the taxes.
Let's not talk about it.
You don't have to do your California taxes till October.
Yeah.
Nice. For everybody?
But why prolong the misery?
Because we got rain and it was an emergency zone.
Look, people are going to hear that in other parts of the country and be like, they couldn't do taxes on time because they got rain.
It rained here. We're not used to it.
You don't understand.
But there was like landslides.
Hit me right in the fucking head. I tried to walk to my car, rain, gadoosh.
It was crazy. I lost power for like a day.
Yeah, that was weird because in LA, I've only ever lost power for like 1 minute. And I had a good 24 hours and I was like, you know, the classic power out thing. You're like, well, not much to do. I guess I'll just watch a movie. Oh, can't do that. Well, I guess I'll just binge watch that show. Guess I'll just turn a light on. Oh, yeah. Can't do that. Maybe I'll just plug
I'll just
in my
light
appliances.
A candle. Oh, no, I have an electric lighter.
I had just gone grocery shopping too. So like a bunch of my food went bad. Pissed me off.
Damn.
Not fun.
How long was the blackout?
It was like 18 hours for me.
Oh, shit, man.
Yep.
Shit, Jefferson. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
You guys have any brownouts out there?
I got a lot of brownouts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check the rear end of the BVDs. You'll get all the
brownouts.
That's
what I'm talking about, your rear end.
I got to say, I have trouble with these lesser-known IBA drinks when I don't know if I don't have something to associate it with. Like, is it a fancy lady drink or is it a tough guy drink or is it a worldly drink or what? And this one, of all we have to go on is that angel face smile that you get. I will say I do feel like it's not a bad name. That breath from the apricot is very perfumey and nice. And I do feel like I have pink cheeks and I do. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of picturing Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life, and I feel like him right now.
Yeah. It's a more masculine tasting drink than you would think.
Well, lots of people told me I'm mask. I always thought I was a little bit more femme, but they say I'm mask.
He's awfully mask.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Masculine.
I see. I get you. You know, yeah, it's tough with these drinks that don't have much of a history to them, too, because you can't really say, like, oh, yes, they were all drinking these down at the Kentucky Derby racetrack. Now you think of horses when you drink this. I got to think of Harry Craddock.
I drink to forget Harry Craddock. Jesus Christ. One of the three fucking Harrys. I just don't understand what is the criteria for the IBA. This cocktail is good.
Right,
but when there's no story behind it, what,
well, also we've discovered that the IBA is not respected around here. Like we've brought it around up to here, our bartender friends, and they're like, "What you're doing? What list?" Yeah, I guess we've maybe heard of that, but that's not anything that holds any merit.
Yeah.
And here we thought we were going off of like a real pillar of the community. Not so. Mm-mm. That's why we need to do the Venice Room. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
get some fun in here. So I'm reading on the IBA. They actually have a history here on this one. So
read
I'm looking at this now. Although the origin of the cocktail is not known, the main hypotheses assume that it was born in the 20s of the 20th century in France. That's a weird way of saying that. This thesis would prove the presence of Calvados, a liquor commonly used in France, and in particular in that period, as an epidemic of phylloxera in European vineyards had limited the production of brandy. Okay. On this basis, one of the most frequent hypotheses has it that the cocktail was created by Harry McElhone.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought this was a Craddock drink. Yeah. Founder of Harry's New York Bar in Paris on July 19th, 1919, in honor of the celebrations for the victory of the First World War. That's what I had read before. The first reliable evidence, however, dates back to 1930 when Harry Craddock included the angel face among the recipes of his book, Savoy Cocktail Book. Some sources indicate that the name derives from that of an American gangster active during Prohibition. Less likely, the dedication to Rick Blaine, the protagonist of Casablanca, played by Humphrey Bogart, as the film follows the first testimonies.
I think that Harry McElhone got a little taste of his own medicine here. He's usually the fuck Jerry of cocktails. Other people are inventing him, and he's putting him in his book and taking credit.
Ooh, you think he got snaked?
It feels like we got a little swapper from between the Harrys, and I kind of like it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's nice.
Well, would you tweak anything?
I mean, it's real stiff, so if I were to tweak something, I guess I'd go, I'm not going to for round two because I like this, but the tweak would probably be heavier on the apricot to make it a little sweeter, I think. If this is too dry for you.
For what anyone. Gin did you guys use?
I had some fancy Old Tom gin.
Ooh. I had a Beef Eater myself.
I had Tanqueray, and I ran out, and I had a supplement with Hendrix.
Ooh, a two gin within. Yeah. Is Harry's bar... Which one? What did Craddock do?
God, Craddock? He's a pain in our ass. Craddock is the Savoy Hotel.
Okay, McElhone.
He was Harry's New York
Have you ever been to that one?
Yes.
Is that still around?
Yep. I went there. I told you guys about it because I went there because I wanted to drink the Bloody Mary there because they have credit for kind of inventing it. not totally, but kind of. And it was a really very funny bar because it's like an old shiny wood lacquered bar with a good century old stink on it. And it's a very cool place, but they have all these like college, the flags on the wall and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, it was just funny to be in Paris and their idea of a New York bar. It sort of did feel sort of like sportsy and American. it was cool.
I'd like to go there. I think that would be a fun place to drink this drink. You know what I like when you go to those types of bars, little cocktail bars, old ones, and it's like the guy he's an old guy at the bar, he's got one of those long aprons on that goes down to his knees.
Oh, yeah.
He makes you the drink, and it's like he serves it in the tiniest little glass, but it's super strong.
I like that.
How did he do it, Jeff?
How'd he do it?
How did you do it? Tell us how you did it. I'm trailing him the whole day. How'd you do it?
Oh, your apron's so long.
How you do it? Where you get it? Can I work for you? Can I apprentice for you?
Hey, I went to Cafe Stella, to Bar Stella out here.
Silver Lake?
Saw one of the bartenders slice his hand.
Ooh!
Oh!
Yep. He had to bandage that thing and did it in real time. Just like wrapped a rag around it, taped it up. Yeah, it was crazy.
I said, did you actually see the knife go into the flesh? Producing red within.
I saw full penetration.
Oof. I was at a bar recently. I won't name the bar, but I saw somebody there was a glass shatter. He'd like draw a glass kind of came down. He tried to catch it and it shattered. Mm-hmm. And you could tell he got cut because he kept looking at his hand and like shaking it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And I'm kind of watching him. He's still making the drinks and like he put a little, so like he was holding a napkin while he was doing stuff.
You're getting blood in the drink.
I don't know if that's exactly the Bloody Mary I asked for.
Michael.
Man, you know the worst fake when you drop something and you try and catch it, and because it's at hip height, you end up like smacking yourself in the nuts and not catching it, and then the thing falls and breaks. It's just the most insult to injury. Like, oh, I clap myself.
Yeah, he was rolling around the garage. Like, oh, my nard! Are you bleeding?
Oh, my like, two no, precious my... family jewels. My nuts.
Mike, would you change anything? Answer the question.
Well, you know, I did see some recipes that had a orange slice in it.
Oh.
Always that seems with orange. I figured you were going to be putting some Grand Marnier in this thing, Mike.
Ooh.
Are you looking right at it?
I wouldn't do much with this. I'm so unused to Calvados and apricot brandy that I don't know what would like mix well with this.
Well, what about rocks? That's what I'm thinking is there a rocks version?
Oh, for sure.
It's stiff, so you'd do it like a Sazerac or an Old Fashionism, right? Kind of like one big rock, maybe.
One big cube. All right. Well, I'm going to do
that.
You
want one big rock, check out Dwayne Johnson. Jesus Christ, the bad boy can eat.
You see him at the Oscars? This guy was fucking huge, man. Yeah.
Oh! I'm glad I'm not his Taylor, I'll tell you that. Glad I'm not anyone's Taylor. I don't know how to sew.
I don't know how to tail.
Well, let's take a little break, and when we come back, we'll have our final thoughts.
Great.
You into it?
Yeah. I am. Let me tell you something really quick. I got my measurements taken recently. Uh-huh. I was getting a...
36, 24, 36. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and it was the type of thing, you remember in Phantom Thread, where somebody does the measurements, and the other person marks it down. Mm-hmm. They were set up like that. I had my arms out and stuff. I was like, ooh, I feel like the Phantom Thread. And these were two tailors, and they both like looked at me like, yeah. Okay, you're not Phantom Thread.
Well, really?
You're not Phantom Thread.
I thought they would love it.
They did. Yeah, I thought
they would
so
be
too.
Like, oh, like, Phantom Thread.
That's
Let's
your
talk
movie.
About Phantom Thread. That's about you guys. All right. Well, folks, we'll see you right back here after the ads.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
We're back. Round two. Check out this cube.
Ooh, that's a big boy. Is that a roundy?
Yeah, a big fatty.
Mm-mm. Big square. Ooh, it's nice. Now, I just put my remaining angel face, I made a big boy,
okay,
on a cube. So it had been shaken on ice and then later put on a cube and stirred. So it's probably a little more diluted than if you were to go straight to cube.
You know what? My gin is probably diluted because I put it in the shaker with the... with the ice, thinking I'd be able to pop this Calvados top quite easily, and it didn't happen. So it was melting away in there. But I'm still working on my first one. This is a good drink, but it's not a glugger, which is fun.
Not a glugger. It makes you sort of stand down and appreciate it. Stand down and stand by.
Because it's like an interesting taste. It's not...
What was it? Stand back and stand
by. Proud Boys, stand by and stand down.
It's an interesting taste, but you don't... You kind
of
like...
Yeah, I'm not a proud boy, but I am proud of my boys.
Thank you. We've accomplished a lot over the
years. Your boys being...
You and Tim.
Okay.
Kalpakis.
So I just want to clarify where your allegiances lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you had said, oh, yeah, you know, Hayes and Sean.
I'm proud of them, too.
Yeah, they've done a lot. They've done a lot.
Doing good work over there.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention Spoon Man and Burger Boy.
Hey!
Sure. Very proud of them, what they've built.
Mm-hmm. Sure. The house that Burger built.
Remember when they started that pod, we were like, are there enough chain restaurants?
I know.
And turns out there's a million. And then also, nothing stopping them from going back twice.
Yeah.
But when we started ours, people were like, are there enough cocktails? My dad was like, how long are you going to do it for? Are there enough cocktails? There's enough cocktails.
Until we've had everything.
It's crazy to look back and see, like, when I look at the recipe cards that we've made for online, because you're all following us on... at the Sloppy Boys on social media. You've seen the recipes ahead of time.
That'd be funny if there was a regular listener to the show who's like, what? There's a Twitter and Instagram?
But it's crazy to look back and think, wow, we've tried each and every one of these beloved cocktails.
Yeah.
We rule. We rock. We've learned a lot, wouldn't you say? When this podcast started, I didn't know.
A lot.
Sure.
I didn't know my ass from a hole in the ground.
Mm. I still don't.
One of sour, one of sweet, two of liquor can't be beat.
Yes,
in a glass you shall pour. If you like it, have one more.
We didn't know that before.
Yeah.
Where do I pour it, and what if I like it? What do I do if I like it?
Wait, does the same thing work with food? I'm going to make myself a second one, though, for our blowout.
Oh.
You're going to get tanked over on the Patreon.
That people can access at patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
That's right.
Yeah, this week we are talking about the best spring thing.
It's a spring fling thing.
I'll double down on your tease
spring
there.
Spring fling.
I had a funny prop I was gonna hold up and show to you guys, and it's actually it's kind of raunchy. I'm gonna put it behind the paywall. I'm gonna wait and show it to you.
Ooh, okay, great.
Ooh, nice.
That's a good tease. That's a good tease.
What is the thing Tim's gonna show us? You won't be able to see it, but we will.
Everybody's wondering. Hashtag raunch thing. What'll it be?
What is raunch thing?
Oh, it was his penis.
Where were you? Where were you when Tim showed raunch thing?
I was in my home.
Well, give me your final thoughts. I need them. Michael.
This is an OA for me, my man. OA all the way.
OA.
The Netflix show?
The AO?
Or again.
AO, 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 AO. What song is that? Bastille? If you can close your eyes and your home is home. That whole genre of songs by like Fun and Bastille, our friend Ryan White called it Lion King Rock.
That's good.
That's great. There's also like a bit of Imagine Dragons, I assume, is in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Lion King Rock.
Stomp.
There's a great somebody called Mumford & Sons and Of Mountains and Men.
Oh, yeah.
Or like the Lumineers. Like somebody online called it Stomp Clap Hey Music. Yeah. And I'm so glad that we're out of that, too. Hey.
I was looking at... I was writing something and I needed some references to the year 2009. And I was like, this would be funny, some outdated references. And I never liked Mumford & Sons. What was the Mumford & Sons song of 2009? And yeah, their big hit single, there was like...
Can I guess it?
Yeah.
Is it that one that's like, I belong with you, you belong with me.
No, that's the Lumineers. That's the Hey song.
Ah, shit.
It, Mumford & Sons was...
Little Lion Man.
Hey,
little lion man.
It's just so weird to see the band that comes along and get... Remember, like, back in the day, you know, I was really into the Strokes, and I was really into a lot of like throwbacky rock and roll that came out of that. But then Jet comes along and gets all the money, and the Jet sucks, right? Right? Are you gonna be my girl? Dumb major label Australian band gets all the money that all those cool New York bands never made,
right? And they capitalized on like a subgenre.
Yes, and you know, kind of on a 3-year delay from that, we get like Arcade Fire making like big, churchy but precious old timey music invests, and I loved Arcade Fire, but yeah. Arcade Fire didn't make the money. Mumford and Sons 5 years later made the money. They came in, they got the big money. That's why I think the sloppy. We were mentioning Hollywood Handbook Doughboys. I hope in the future, people say, oh, you know, Sean and Hayes are brilliant. Nick and Mitch are hilarious. But the Sloppy Boys, they made the money.
Yeah, they really,
they came by later and made all the money.
Well, they had the business know-how, you know? Mm-hmm. They're the Jet of the rocks. They're the Jet of the podcast scene.
When you were saying that, I was like, man, what was happening 5 years ago that we could come in and profit off of? And yeah, it's podcasts, and we're doing it.
Yeah, I guess so.
But we need to get that money.
Yeah, we want the money. We want this podcast to be a green, green money machine.
Thank you.
Feels so clean like a money machine.
We got to find that new Gex album when that comes out. We'll find it.
If there's any three guys that can find it, it's us.
Yeah, we're going to Google
search
that.
Yeah, we'll find it online. Exactly. It's probably on the internet.
Yeah, it's probably online. There's a song. They have a song. I don't know if it's on the album or if it's one of those things where it's a single, but it's not on the album. Hollywood Baby. Look it up. Hunter Gex, Hollywood Baby.
Okay.
I love it.
Banger.
Hey, folks. Dutz here. The new album 10,000 Gex is out now, and we're going to be discussing it on next week's episode of the Sloppy Boys Blowout on Patreon. And yes, it's true. Hollywood Baby was, in fact, a single that dropped in February.
Well, my final thought is, this is good. It's an order again. Let me try it on ice one more time. Oh, man, that's good. Folks, try it. The Angel Face. It's the new drink.
We haven't had a Stone Cold Classic in a while. Remember that there was a run there where, Jeff, you were naming everything a Stone Cold Classic. And I said, Mike.
I wouldn't have said we got used to
calling things Stone Cold Classic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a nice run of that shit.
We just learned that term, so we're using it.
Let me do a taste. Let me see what...
Oh, shit. You looked almost in pain.
I would say order again. Delicious drink, order again. I love a stiff drink. We drink a lot of sugary shit on the show. This is very good. And here's what I will say. As far as a very stiff, dry cocktail in a cocktail glass, this one is very spring friendly. It's a nighttime drink.
Yes, yeah.
It's not a daytime drink.
Sort of an accident on our part, but good.
You're indoors. It's dark outside, but it's springtime, and you want something a little, you want hints of apricot and pear and apple on your breath. It makes you feel like the bees might buzz right over you, and the bird might come by and fuck the bee right in front of you. You know?
Hey.
I'm talking yourself. Raw dog, baby.
Whoa, okay, oh, jeez. It's some of that kinky shit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. This is a good drink. It's pretty masculine, you know?
It's masculine.
This is one for the boys.
An apricot drink for the boys, finally.
Finally. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough boys, Mike and Tim and Jeff, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and sign up for the Slophead tier. It's only $5, and you get the entire back catalog of the weekly bonus show, The Sloppy Boys Blowout, where we talk about the stuff we really care about. And not to mention the bonus, Questions for Lennon, the monthly bonus show.
Woo! Not to mention.
Starring Mike Hanford.
I'm on there.
Or starring John Lennon, European rock legend.
And guest.
Who you got this month, Mike?
This month we have... Fran. We got Fran Gillespie. I had to think about it last week.
Oh, it's still Fran. Still Fran.
It's a month. It's a month.
Oh, yeah.
I had to think. I was like, are we still in the same month? Yes, it was Fran.
Fran. Nice.
She's great. Super funny. Always.
Well, good episode, guys, and good episode, everybody listening at home. Great
guys,
job.
Guys, really good episode. Also, I have some cliffhanger information to share, and people are going to have their minds blown and be happy they stuck around. I looked through on the podcast app. I scrolled through the Sloppy Boys podcast to find what other drink we used apple brandy in.
Yes.
It was.
Tell us now.
The Paradise, made by none other than Harry Craddock at the Savoy Hotel in London in his Savoy cocktail book. The dude is fucking obsessed with this stuff. He can't think of anything but apricot and brandy and brandy and apricot. It's the two things back and forth all day.
He has a mind fixed on apricot.
Yes. Tim, what else is in that? What else is in that? How close is that to what I'm drinking right now? Right very
that was
now.
Fucking now.
Other ingredient, gin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
But then...
Really, okay. A gin drink made in London, huh? Wow. Oh,
Mike.
Come on.
Gin, apricot brandy, and OJ.
Ooh.
Probably a little flabby.
Yes.
I have all those things.
But Jeff, what if the OJ has been acid adjusted, my boy?
Well, then we're talking about a nice tight OJ.
Have you used that acid adjustment powder yet?
I've made a citric acid solution, and I've been adding it to cocktails. And it's true. It makes things nice and sour and tart. But you still want to use a little bit of natural citrus the way they do in bars. The citric acid solution.
I don't like you mixing stuff up so much. I don't like this chemistry.
No, it's good. The citric acid is good for the environment, and it's good for your wallet.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Good episode, guys. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Bye, folks. We love you. See ya.